Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 24th of April 2024. Today's topic is Robe of Righteousness. Our text today is taken from Isaiah chapter 61 verses 7 through 11. Verse 7, "For your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I the Lord love judgment, I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels." Verse 11. "For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations." Key verse, Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10a. "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness." Isaiah the prophet was rejoicing because of what the Lord had done for him. The Lord had clothed him with the garment of salvation and covered him with the robe of righteousness. There is always joy in the life of a friend of Jesus because such a child is clothed in righteousness, holiness, and purity. A sinner does not and cannot have that kind of joy until he repents and surrenders his life to Jesus. As cloth is used to cover our physical nakedness, so the robe of righteousness is used to cover our sins. To possess a righteous life, the saved child must thirst after it, pray, believe, and receive. Such a child will then show forth the following characteristics spelt out in the letters of the word: righteousness, right motive, integrity, goodness, humility, truthfulness, exemplary character, obedience, unbroken fellowship with God, submissiveness, new nature, endurance, saintliness, strong faith in God, and selflessness. Prayer for today. Lord, cleanse my heart and make me righteous. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 39 through 41. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.